Genevieve pounded the dough on the counter, digging palms into the gooey mass with a rhythm that matched the fury of a mother bear protecting her cub. Being the eldest daughter of the Trafton family came with a price, responsibility, and spinsterhood. Since her father's death 5 years ago, she'd put her life on hold, and for what? Nicholas, or Nick, which he preferred to be called, had slipped away in the middle of the night, leaving only a note stating he was off to find real work in a man's world. What did that mean, anyway? He'd passed off the farm to his younger brothers without explanation or a clue as to his destination. Truth was, the two he left behind loved working the land that Nick had always considered the lowest drudgery given to mankind. Sounded to her like he planned on sowing his own wild oats. Good riddance to him. Genevieve struck the pliable blob one final time, and hearing no squeaks of air, ripped off a portion and pressed the dough into a bread pan. A crude form of jealousy crept into her heart. If Nick could run away from home, what stopped her from doing the same? Tears swam in the corners of her sea-blue eyes, her sole claim to beauty that in the beginning had drawn men like flies to honey, but now even they had lost their charm in the everyday grind of life. She would prefer to lay blame for her situation on a more noble obligation, her siblings, but deep down, she knew better. The excuse of never finding time to explore the possibilities that life offered had become a crutch, and now the fear of leaving her lifelong home resided in its place. No suitors bothered to call anymore. They had found more willing brides amongst the women of Denver, Colorado. These days, the fellows that found their way to the Trafton farm called on her sister Grace, an 18-year-old exquisite rose that would not stay single for long. Genevieve was the ripe old age of 23, not ancient to her way of thinking, but nonetheless labeled a spinster. The title society dictated smothered the fading embers within her spirit, and each day, the dream of leaving home became a fog too dense to penetrate. Despite her slim features, she was sturdy and capable of handling duties both inside the house or out on the land. Her aim with a gun was spot on, and she could outshoot her brothers any day of the week. Surely there existed a job in Denver that would support a new way of life for her. Whatever that may entail, it would be better than dying an old maid here. She mused about what she'd like to do, cook or waitressing at the diner, maybe, but she definitely disliked the idea of a seamstress. Genevieve hated sewing or making the delicate embroideries that her sisters enjoyed fussing over. No occupation survived the final cut. If she were to be totally honest with herself, she'd prefer to work on the land with the horses or walking behind a plow. As Genevieve scrubbed the dirty dishes, her imagination continued to drift to bolder career choices open to women. She chuckled to herself when the picture of a lawman popped into her head. Even the name of the position mocked her. Law woman? She'd never heard of a female sheriff, and stroked that off the short list forming in her mind. Strange how Genevieve felt something physically wither inside when she realized that option to be a pipe dream. She chided herself for wasting time thinking of such nonsense. Life had dealt her a bad hand, and without a miracle, she would remain stuck at the table, dealing cards to the more enterprising gamblers passing through her life. A plate slipped from Genevieve's hand and smashed to smithereens on the floor. The anger rose again as she silently cursed her brother Nick and his freedom to come or go as he pleased. Jethro, the second eldest son, was marrying Sandy St. Clair, a girl from Denver. And after Saturday, he'd bring her to the homestead as his bride. Perhaps that's what Nick was so bent out of shape about. Genevieve had watched his jealous eye scan the aristocrat whenever his brother brought the upper-class woman home to supper. Shrugging her shoulders, she sighed. What did a homebody like Genevieve Trafton know about reading a man's mind? The one definite certainty in all this upheaval was that she refused to share her kitchen with Jethro's wife. That remained out of the question. The immediacy of her situation kindled the bleakness anew. Maybe it was time for her to spread her wings and fly like the birds she so envied. Perhaps she was not as stuck as she believed. The next day, Genevieve dressed to go to town. Her sister had taken pity on her a few years ago and sewed 5 fashionable dresses to fill her wardrobe. The family joked that Grace was born with a needle in her hand. The young girl had completed the task, targeting her skilled efforts to secure any man for the eldest Trafton daughter. Unfortunately, the gift of love had not worked in Genevieve's favor.